This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. HBO's Westworld and NBC's Saturday Night Live tied for the most nominations for the 2017 Emmy Awards, earning 22 each. SNL enjoyed a ratings surge this season, fueled by all of the political headlines and star turns from Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump and Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer, who were also both nominated. Feud, Betty and Joan netted 18 noms, including Best Actress nods for Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon. Both were superb. The world is mourning the loss of Chester Bennington, lead singer of Linkin Park. It was determined that he died by suicide from hanging. What's even sadder is that Chester committed suicide on the birthday of Chris Cornell, the Soundgarden singer and also good friend of Bennington's who died by suicide in May. Bennington wrote a tribute to Cornell and sang Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah at his funeral. Bennington is survived by his wife and six children. R.I.P. Chester Bennington. The L Word will be coming back to television. Showtime is developing a sequel to the show that aired from 2004 to 2009. Also, many original cast members are attached to the reboot in producing and acting roles. Based on the original series, the reboot of The L Word would center around a new ensemble of women following their lives, loves, and tribulations. However, stars Jennifer Beals, Kate Monick, and Leisha Haley are expected to serve as executive producers and appear in the series occasionally. We love the lesbians. Former American Idol contestant Haley Reinhart was arrested following an altercation at a bar outside Chicago. Reinhart was taken into custody and charged with punching a bouncer in the head. The incident transpired after security staff at the Lamplighter Inn asked a group of patrons who included Reinhart to leave the bar after they allegedly knocked over a table. Hey, if it wasn't for this bad publicity, Haley wouldn't have any at all. Gangnam Style. You remember that huge Korean hit? Well, Psy's video is no longer the most watched music video of all time on YouTube. The new champ is, drumroll please, from Fast and Furious 7, Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth, See You Again. That has 2.896 billion views, and Gangnam Style has 2.894 billion. Amazingly, out of the 68 videos that have more than a billion views, 65 of them are music videos. Oscar winner Kathy Bates has been battling breast cancer and dealing with a little-known condition called lymphedema. That condition is caused by a collection of fluid that causes swelling to the arms and legs. That can occur when lymph nodes are removed or damaged after cancer surgery. The 69-year-old actress was last seen in the TV miniseries Feud, Betty and Joan. We wish her well. Quentin Tarantino, known for his graphic and violent films, is reportedly tackling a real-life crime for his next project, a film about the Manson family murders. Tarantino is almost finished writing the script, and actors including Brad Pitt and Jennifer Lawrence have been approached. Manson orchestrated killings in Southern California in 1969 with a group of men and women he called the Family. One of their victims was the actress Sharon Tate, the pregnant wife of the director Roman Polanski, who will reportedly be a focus of Tarantino's film. A Walking Dead stuntman fell more than 20 feet onto a concrete floor, suffering a serious head injury that sent him to the hospital. John Bernecker was reportedly on set in Georgia when the accident happened. After the fall, he had to be airlifted to Atlanta Medical Center, where he died from blunt force head trauma. John, who specialized in high falls, had also worked on 24 Legacy and The Hunger Games: Mockingjay. Demi Lovato is the latest celeb whose L.A. home was hit. But this time, whatever the criminal was planning was thwarted. Law enforcement sources said a man wearing all black clothing and a baseball cap scaled the security gate just before midnight at Demi's Hollywood Hills home. We're told the man had a ladder and made it onto her balcony, and that's when her dogs began furiously barking. Lucky for her, her dogs did scare off the prowler. We guess it's time for Demi to upgrade her security. Sheesh. Former LA Laker and current TNT basketball commentator Shaquille O'Neal is making a run to become the Krispy Kreme King, and he says he's working on a plan to own 100 donut shops. The NBA legend only owns one location in Atlanta and now wants to expand his donut empire in a big way. Shaq famously missed an opportunity to be an early investor in Starbucks because he wasn't convinced black people drink coffee. He was wrong then and doesn't want to be wrong again. Wow, that's like saying Italians don't eat pasta. Finally, Billy Bush has a new gig. As you may recall, Donald Trump was elected president even after tape surfaced of his sexist private parts grabbing comments during an Access Hollywood appearance, and Bush lost his Today Show co-host gig for being associated with it. Well, now, 9 months later, he's landed a new role hosting Fox TV's upcoming news magazine show, Top 30. It'll be a daily news program that will tell 30 stories in 30 minutes, which is great for short attention spans. What were we talking about? The trash bin. Further videos have surfaced of Shia LaBeouf's outlandish behavior after being arrested for public drunkenness, disorderly conduct, and obstruction in Savannah, Georgia, in which he tells a black police officer that he will go to hell because of his skin color. LaBeouf released an apology, saying he was ashamed of his behavior shortly after the new footage was released. The actor stressed that he's been struggling with addiction and that he's taking new steps towards sobriety. Boy, that can't come fast enough.
The news wrap-up.
As of this month, Amazon's Echo, the voice platform, surpassed 15,000 skills, 5,000 more than it had in February. Facebook says India has overtaken the U.S. to have the platform's largest audience with 241 million active users. Sales of PCs hit their lowest level in a decade. China recently passed its new strict cyber laws, which require foreign companies to store their user data within the country, with Apple signing on first.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dunkirk makes an impressive debut, beating out stiff competition.
The number one album.
444 by Jay-Z remains on top this week.
The number one app.
Can anything stop Minecraft Pocket Edition for more than a week?
The number one fiction book.
Michael Connelly has the number one book in the USA with The Late Show.
Back in 2013, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's first two singles, Thrift Shop and Can't Hold Us, reached number one in the U.S., and that made them the first duo to achieve that milestone. The pair went on to win 4 Grammy Awards. Now, Macklemore is a solo act, and he's released a track that's dedicated to his grandma Helen's 100th birthday. Wow! Here's Macklemore featuring Skylar Grey with the song of the week, Glorious.
I heard you die twice, once when they bury you in the grave, and the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people, or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria, trudging through the mud to find the present, no ignoring us. Got 20,000 deep up in the street like we some warriors. My mama told me never bow your head.
Whoa. I feel glorious. Born for this, born for this. It's who I am.
was Macklemore featuring Skylar Grey with the song of the week, Glorious. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.